At this time, if we could have the children come up for our children's message. Morning, everyone. How's everyone doing? Good to see everyone on this Sunday. Is anyone tired? Yeah, you're in the perfect place. This is where we have our rest. Now today, I have a big word for you, a word that you could probably tell your friends about it in the future. It's five syllables. It's a long word. Are you ready?
Humiliation.
Oh, darn, you ruined it. Humiliation, right? Humiliation, what? Okay, this is a long word, right? But I don't really expect you to know what that means yet. But humiliation, what does that mean? Does anyone know? Anyone know what humiliation means? Yes?
Like you're kind of embarrassed. Like if your mom told you or got mad at you for something and you were like, oh, no.
I know I'll tell you the truth, you guys. My kids always laugh at me. Not always laugh at me, but I fall a lot. Like, I'm just not looking and I trip over, like, you know, something that's obviously right there, but I just trip over and they think, damn, that's so embarrassing, right? I'm like, oh, what happens, right? It's humiliating, right? And the humiliation means to be brought low. Can we all say that together? To be brought low. Now, how are we brought low? You know, Avery said when we're embarrassed, right? When someone, let's say, laughs at us. Is that a good feeling to be laughed at? No, when you're made fun of, is that, you're like, oh yeah, bring it on. Do we say that? No, we don't want to be laughed at. We don't want to be embarrassed, right? We want nothing of that. We don't want to be, well, humiliated or in the state of humiliation. Now, remember, humiliation means to be
embarrassed,
to be brought
low.
Now, in confirmation this week, I know Aaron is here in the back. This one too, but we have another Aaron. Aaron's in back. And Elliot's somewhere here. And today this week we talked about the states of Christ. I know this is not catechism class, but we talked about how Jesus, one of his states, one of what he was dealing with was his own humiliation, that he was brought low. Now, how was Jesus brought low? Anyone? Number one, he took upon this flesh. Just imagine that. God taking on the form of our flesh. God. Who is God? He has all the power in the world. And he took upon this flesh. How humiliating is that, you think? God, who had all the power in the world, would take upon our lowly flesh. He was brought low. He came into this world. And what did he do? What did he do in this world?
Died for
He died for our sins. Now, is that humiliating, you think? Everyone was making fun of him. Everyone was laughing at him, mocking him. Now, is that, you think that was humiliating for Jesus? Yeah. Did he say, you know what, I changed my mind. I'm not going to be on this cross anymore. Enough with them. They don't deserve what I'm about to do. Is that what Jesus did?
No.
No, where did he stay?
On the cross.
On the cross. Why did he stay on the cross?
To die for our sins.
To die. What? Can anyone else die for our sins?
No.
See, Jesus loves you so much that he was brought low. Not only into this world, but he went to the cross and he died for your sins. How much does God love you? Can we put a number on that? How much does God love you? He loves you so much. Yeah, that's right. That he spread his arms out on that very cross to die for each and every one of you. Do we deserve it? No, right? But God loves you so much that he was brought low into this world just to die for you, to wash away your sins, to rise from the grave, to give you everlasting life, because there is no other way but only Christ. So remember that this day. When we say God is love, where do we go? We go to the cross, and there we see the love of Christ as he died and rose for you to wash away all your sins. Because that is the only way. It is only Jesus, his love for each and every one of you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we know that you sent your Son, that he was brought low into this world to die for us sinners. Lord, we thank you for your love for us, that though we do not deserve this love, you give us, Jesus. Bless these children always in the comfort and peace, knowing full well that in Christ they are saved from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Bless them this day and lead them always in your grace. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.